Okay, good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.
And to think you used to kiss me every time I turned around.
I never kissed you when you turned around.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver. The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
With time to kill while waiting for the Potter City blacksmith to shoe his horse, Tonto, the Indian friend of the Lone Ranger, sat down on a bench in front of the stagecoach station. He'd been there a short time when the stage arrived.
Stage is in! Bring out the fresh horses! Hi there, Pete. You're right on time.
Howdy, Mr. Morgan.
Where's the strong box?
Right here at my feet. I'll hand it down to you. Got a hold of it?
Yes.
The strong box was heavy, and the driver helped the station master carry it into the office.
Close the door, Pete. Whew. Now, where's my key? Oh, here it is. This here box holds over $20,000 in paper money and gold.
Doggone, that's a lot of money.
Watch outside while I dial up the combination on the safe.
Yeah, I'm watching.
You see anyone who looks suspicious?
Nope. Stable boys changing the horses. An Indian helping my passenger unload his luggage. No one else around.
All right. Right 27.
Passenger's name is Brindle, Widow Fribby's brother. When she died last month, he got her property. Told me he plans on staying here in Potter City and go on to some kind of business.
Oh, thunderations.
What's wrong, boss?
Oh, I made a mistake. Now I've got to start dialing the combination all over again. Keep quiet while I'm doing it.
Morgan concentrated on the safe, and Pete was equally absorbed in watching the street. Neither were aware of a man who moved with cat-like silence in the storeroom behind the office. The man's face was covered by a large bandana. He held a saddlebag in one hand and a heavy gun in the other. Crossing the office, he stood close to Pete's back, then used his gun as a club. Morgan turned quickly at the sound of the blow.
Hey, hold it!
Keep quiet. You're covered.
Huh. What is this?
Just what it looks like. A holdup. Here's a saddlebag. That should hold all the paper money from the strongbox.
How did you learn about this?
Keep quiet and fill the saddlebag. If you stall until your driver regains consciousness, I'll have to slug him again. A little rap on the head might kill him.
Those in the street didn't suspect that a robbery was taking place. The stable hands were busy with the horses, while Tonto carried the last of Mr. Prindle's luggage from the stagecoach to the station platform.
I'm mighty obliged to you, Indian.
Me glad to help.
One more favor. Would you watch my bags while I go inside and ask the station master about hotel facilities?
Oh, me watch it.
Thank you. Before I go inside, I'll make sure we have everything out of the stage. I'd hate to lose anything.
Inside the office, the outlaw held his gun on Pete as Morgan stuffed the paper money into the saddlebag.
Never mind the gold, I'll sacrifice that. Too heavy to carry.
You'll never get away with this.
That's my worry. Pass me my saddlebag.
Is the station master here? Robbery. Thief!
Morgan charged in the quick second when the outlaw's attention was diverted by Prindle's entrance. He seized the thief's gun bag and clutched the bandana. The outlaw freed his hand and fired. Morgan, driven back by the impact of the bullet, maintained a death grip on the bandana, tearing it off the robber's face. Quickly picking up the filled saddlebag, the thief ran into the back room and slammed the door. An instant later, Tonto hurried through the front door to Prindle, who stood speechless, staring and frozen by fear. The Indian grasped the situation, and as he moved to stop the flow of blood from Morgan's wound, the stable hands followed by Jake Crane, the acting sheriff, rushed into the office.
Hey, what's going on in here? What was that gunshot?
Sheriff, I was...
Speak up. Did you shoot Pete, Morgan?
No, I didn't do it.
Who's coming too?
Quiet. You're all talking at once.
Sheriff, Pete's conscious.
How are you, Pete?
I'm all right. I'm all right except for the headache. Guess I was hit from behind. What's happened to the boss?
He was shot.
Him alive. Wounded bad. Him need doctor.
I'll go get Doc Brady.
That's a good idea. You, mister, what's your name?
Prindle, Joe Prindle. I was a passenger on the stagecoach.
You said something about a thief?
Yes, I saw him. He had a bandana on his face. He shot the station master, then picked up a saddlebag and ran that way.
Into the back room, eh?
Must have gone out the back door.
Clem, get going. See if there's any sign of him.
I'll look, but he's probably gotten away by this time.
Prindle, tell me what you know about this.
I came into the office and saw the stage driver lying on the floor and the man holding a gun on the station master. He fired as the station master reached for the bandana that covered his face.
Morgan's still holding the bandana. He must have tore it off.
He did.
Did you see the thief's face?
Oh, yes.
Did Morgan?
No, I don't know, but I doubt it. He was shot so fast, but I'd know that thief if I saw him again. I'd know him anywhere.
That being the case, you're an important witness, Mr. Prindle.
Oh.
I hope that crook doesn't kill you.
It was late in the afternoon when Tonto left town and rode to a nearby woods to join the Lone Ranger in camp. He told about the shooting and robbery and finished by saying,
"The crook steal $10,000 in paper money."
That's a lot of money. Is the deputy sheriff planning to guard the witness?
Him go with Prindle to hotel. Get room there. Have man stand guard.
Well, good. What did the doctor say about the station master?
Station master wounded bad, but him get well. Him conscious when me leave town.
Did he see the face of the thief?
No. Prindle only one who see face.
Tonto, you said the thief escaped through the back door of the station.
That right. Him have horse waiting there.
Oh, I was going to ask about that. Are there any tracks?
Deputy sheriff, look 'em. Him find fresh hoof marks. Made by horse of thief. Posse follow tracks. Me go with him. Track clear for only short way, then lose on hard ground. Posse turn back. Maybe them give up too soon.
You think we can follow the thief's trail farther than the posse?
Me think so.
Well, it's too late to try today. We'll start tomorrow at sunrise and see what we can do.
The following morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode to the place where the posse had given up the search for the outlaw's trail. Beyond that point, they spent several hours riding back and forth on soft ground in search of recently made hoof marks that might be those of the thief's horse. They were near the edge of a woods that bordered the stage trail when they heard a team approaching and drew rein.
Whoa!
Whoa, big fella.
Stagecoach, Tonto.
Huh. Did not leave town yesterday. Stage driver hit in head. So put off till today.
Is the driver of that stage the man that was knocked out?
Him, same one.
There's a passenger in there.
Kimasabi, him, Prindo.
You mean the witness?
That right. Him leave town. There no witness left.
I wonder why he's leaving.
Me not know. Him say him stay.
Let's stop that stage. Come on, Silver.
The Lone Ranger, riding well ahead of Tonto, quickly overtook the stage, then moved alongside and shouted to the driver.
Rein it in! Stop the stage!
Stop! Don't shoot! Hold your fire! I'll stop! Hold! Hold! Don't shoot, mister!
I'm not going to shoot. I just want to talk to your passenger.
To me?
Yes, Mr. Prindle.
That Indian. I saw him in town yesterday.
I think you're all familiar with Tonto.
Oh, Mr. Prindle.
Hello, Tonto.
Tonto, are you in cahoots with this masked man?
Him, good friend. Him, Long Ranger.
Who? What? What's this? Did you say he's the Lone Ranger?
That's right.
Doggone! You stop worrying, Prindle. This man's on our side of the law.
Well, I hope so.
Mr. Prindle, Tonto told me about the robbery and shooting you witnessed. He gave me the impression you would remain in Potter City.
Why, I did intend to, but I've changed my mind. I don't want to be murdered.
By whom?
The thief who shot and nearly killed the station master. Last night, a shot was fired through the window of my hotel room. It just missed me.
Then the thief must have been in town last night. He may still be there.
I don't care where he is. I'm getting away. Far away.
Did you tell Deputy Crane you were leaving Potter City?
Yes, he said he didn't blame me.
Mr. Prindle, a few years ago, the West was nothing but a wilderness, peopled only by Indians and wild animals. Those were the enemies to be faced by the pioneers from the East.
Well, what about it?
Every settlement was founded by men and women with the courage to face their enemies, and the strength to conquer them. If those people had turned back when they first met hardship or danger, our country couldn't have expanded.
What's that got to do with me?
You're giving up. You're retreating from danger.
Do you expect me to go to Powder City and wait for that killer to get me?
I expect you to go back and bring an outlaw to justice and establish your home.
Doggone, Prindle. He talks good sense.
Well, I... that is... well, if the law could give me some assurance that I'd be protected, why...
I'll give you this much assurance. No one will kill you without first killing Tonto and me.
Prindle, that settles it.
What do you mean that settles it?
That kind of assurance from the Lone Ranger is enough for any man. And it's got to be enough for you. I'm taking you back to Potter City. Get around there now. Get around. Get up!
Get up. Yeah!
Later that same morning, Deputy Jake Crane finished his desk work in the sheriff's office. Then went to the house where he lived alone. He closed the door. Then crossed the living room and opened the bedroom door.
The coast is clear, Carsley. Come on out.
Prindle would have recognized the man who walked out of the bedroom as the thief who had shot the station master. He had been hiding in the deputy's home since the previous evening, when after riding on hard ground to battle pursuers, he had sneaked back into town.
Has Prindle left town?
Yes.
Good. Then I'm in the clear.
Well, the shot I fired through the hotel window did the trick. Prindle was mighty eager to leave on the stage. It's a good thing you had me working with you, Carslake.
Oh, it's the easiest money ever earned. Hey, who's that?
Take it easy, Carslake. You're in the clear.
If someone sees me here, in your house.
Everyone knows you and I are friends. I'll see who's at the door.
Oh, hi, Crane.
Pete.
Howdy.
What are you doing here? I thought you were on the road with the stagecoach.
I was, but I turned back.
Why?
A man we met on the trail persuaded us to come back and stay in town so he'll be on hand to testify against the thief, if and when he's caught.
Who'd you meet on the trail?
Carslake, Neither you nor Crane will believe me if I told you.
The sheriff? Did you meet him?
I'm not telling you just now. I stopped by your office, Crane. One of the men said you'd come home. I left Prindle there. He's waiting to see you.
I'll go see him.
Right. I'll take this luggage back to the hotel. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, of all the dumb...
Take it easy, Karslake.
Listen, when you talked me into this job, you said it'd be easy. You said you'd have no trouble covering everything while you were in charge of the sheriff's office.
Don't put it on me.
You couldn't even get rid of the witness.
I got him out of town.
He didn't stay. But you'll wish he had. Now what are you gonna do?
I'll get rid of Prindle. Permanently.
You mean?
You know what I mean. Come with me.
Where?
To my office.
Have you lost your mind? I've been hiding since yesterday just so Prindle wouldn't see me. Now you want me to go right to the sheriff's office where he's waiting.
You won't have to go inside. Just wait outside the door in case I need you. Come on.
Tonto met Pete at the hotel to help unload Prindle's luggage while the Lone Ranger waited with the witness in the sheriff's office. Karslake and Deputy Crane approaching the sheriff's office saw a big white stallion tied to the hitch rail.
The horse must belong to someone in the office.
It's a fine-looking animal.
Sure is.
Suppose the owner is the man Pete met on the trail?
Might be.
If he's with Prindle, things are likely to get complicated.
Leave it to me, Karslake. I'll go ahead just as we planned and size up the situation. Wait here.
Right. But leave the door open.
Hello, Deputy Crane.
Hello, Prindle. Mask.
Hello, Crane.
Who are you?
Didn't Pete the driver tell you?
No. Put your hands up.
Holster your gun, Deputy.
Deputy Crane, this man is the Lone Ranger.
The Lone... I don't believe it.
It's true. Pete will tell you.
Pete's easily fooled, Prindle. And so are you. I'm convinced this is the man who shot Morgan and stole the money. Put your hands up, mister. I'm not fooling.
Crane, I have credentials in my pocket.
Get your hands up high. Come in here, Karslake.
I know this man is not the thief.
Shut up, Prindle.
Masked man, eh?
Yes, Karslake. Close the door and draw your gun. Cover Prindle.
You?
What about me?
You're the one. You stole that money and shot Morgan.
Hast your hands, Prindle.
Crane, that man, he's the thief.
Crane knows it! Who's the masked man, Crane?
According to Prindle, he's the Lone Ranger. But as far as I'm concerned... He's the owl hoot who robbed the stage line.
That's smart figuring.
It will sound convincing when we say that he came here and shot Prindle, who could identify him. Then got shot by me.
That's a good story.
Take one of his guns, Karslake, and use it on Prindle.
Don't kill me.
As Karslake holstered his gun and stepped forward reaching for one of the masked man's, the Lone Ranger made his lightning bid for life. His lifted arms came down. The edge of his right hand chopped at the side of Karslake's neck.
Come here, you!
With his left hand, the Lone Ranger grabbed the outlaw's shirt and pulled Karslake close.
You shoot and you'll kill your partner!
Karslake, half stunned, served as a shield. The next instant, he was rocketed by a hard shove. Stumbling forward, he fell into Jake Crane and both men fell to the floor.
I'll kill you.
You're too slow.
I'll get him!
If you want any more gunplay, just say so.
No.
Hold your fire!
Don't shoot again.
The door flew open to admit Pete the driver, Tonto, and the coroner.
Imazabi.
This is the man that stole the cash and shot Morgan.
And the deputy sheriff was in cahoots with him.
Crane?
All right, pick up their guns, Tonto.
Oh, me get him.
Karslake's the crook. He stole the cash and shot Morgan.
You dead blame polecat! Don't try to put the blame all on me! It was your idea! You figured you could get away with the cash while the sheriff was out of town!
Shut up, Karslake.
Where's the money?
Half of it's in Crane's house. That's his share.
Where's the other half?
I got it in my pocket.
Tonto, you better find some rope and tie those men.
We don't need rope. I know where the sheriff keeps the handcuffs. Take charge of these two men until the sheriff returns.
Who are you?
The coroner.
Well, good enough. You have the authority to take charge until the sheriff returns.
Now, Mr. Coroner, I'd like to help too, if I may.
Yes, indeedy, Mr. Prindle.
Tonto, we're no longer needed.
That right.
Can't you stay around?
No, Pete. Tonto and I have a long way to travel.
Thank you for sending me back.
You see now why the West needs honest men with the courage to fight crooks like Karslake. And even worse, crooks like Crane, who use the public office to aid criminals. Adios.
So long.
So long. So long.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Prindle, as the masked man says, you see why the West needs honest men? You've likewise seen the West's most honest man in action. I mean, the Lone Ranger.
Ayo, Silva! Away!
The Lone Ranger and related characters were created by George W. Trendle and Fran Stryker, and lovingly restored by the Misfits Audio Players, featuring the voice talents of Larry Phelan as Mr. Morgan, Murray Retread as Pete, Glenn Haskell as Joe Prindle, John Bell as Karslake and the Coroner, Brian Finnegan as Jake Crane, Michael Liebman as Clem, with Captain John Tatterzak as Tonto and Jim Patton as the Lone Ranger. Produced by Captain John Tatterzak. Jim Smagata was the script editor, director, and mixologist. Script transcribed by Glenn Haskell. Art by William Dupree. The Lone Ranger was adapted for Misfits Audio and was presented for enjoyment and nostalgic purposes only. Any resemblance to any persons living or dead is purely coincidental. And I'm your announcer, John Specht. Copyright 2015 Misfits Audio.